We've been talking about the importance of self-understanding, I continued, and how one can increase self-understanding by increasing awareness of one's personal qualities, strengths, and so on. But you also mentioned something about self-understanding on a deeper level, having an accurate picture of who you are. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Yes. As I mentioned, it is important to have a sense of self that is grounded in reality, an undistorted recognition of one's abilities and characteristics. This is very important because a realistic sense of self has less potential for leading to psychological and emotional affliction. So first, I think it is important to identify the factors that obstruct greater self-understanding and awareness. One main factor, perhaps, is human foolishness, simple stubbornness. By this, I am referring to a kind of foolish stubbornness one adopts often in relation to one's experience in life.
What kind of stubbornness?
For example, insisting that one is always right. Feeling that the way you look at things is the best way to look at things, or the only way to look at things. This kind of attitude may sometimes provide a sense of protection, when in actual fact it closes the door to any real awareness of one's own possible shortcomings. Excessive pride, which often leads to an inflated sense of self-importance, will also obstruct the possibilities for greater self-understanding. For example, when you are arrogant, you are less likely to be open to other people's suggestions and criticisms, which are crucial for developing greater self-understanding. Furthermore, an inflated sense of self leads one to have unrealistic expectations of oneself, which has the consequence of putting excessive pressure on oneself. When these expectations are not fulfilled, which is often the case, this then becomes a source of perpetual dissatisfaction.
So how does one overcome that kind of exaggerated sense of one's abilities?
The first requirement is that people actually want to overcome this. So here, they could spend time thinking about the ways that this has caused them problems and suffering. Understanding the damaging effects of arrogance will increase their willingness to overcome it. Then, the second step would be simply to spend time reflecting on the many areas that they know nothing about, thinking about the things and knowledge they are lacking, looking at others who are more accomplished. They might even think about the different kinds of human problems that all of us are subject to, no matter who we are. This may help reduce the level of arrogance and conceit. At the same time, an excessively low opinion of one's own abilities is also an obstacle. Humility is a good quality, but there can be too much humility. This kind of low self-esteem will have the negative effect of shutting out any possibility for self-improvement, almost by default, because the tendency of such a person would be to automatically react to an event with the thought, "No, I cannot do this." So there, to overcome that, one should spend time thinking about one's potential simply as a human being, realizing that all of us have this wonderful human intelligence at our disposal, which we can use to accomplish many things. Of course, there are some people who are mentally retarded and may not be able to use their intelligence in the same way, but that is a different matter.